Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC has partnered with Instacart to offer same-day delivery. Customers can now shop online and have their groceries delivered within 2 hours. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/delivery.
Hey, Nance, which are your favorite food websites?
Stein, I'm not a big food website person. I hate to say it.
What? I can't believe what I'm hearing. This from you, Nancy Leeson, who's been giving me a hard time because I don't have a smartphone, because I don't have a Facebook page or Twitter. I don't have anything to do with all of that annoyingly self-obsessed stuff. And now you're telling me you don't look at websites online?
Okay, well,
websites?
You know what, Stein? Let me just take that back because you just brought up an interesting point.
Okay.
My Twitter feed, I use that the way you use specific websites, because there are websites that I follow, and every once in a while, hey, that looks cool, or look at that photo, that looks great. Ooh, what's this? Those are the things that interest me. So there are a handful, more than a handful. There are food websites that I follow, but I follow them on my Twitter feed. I'm not obsessed with them the way you are, where you look all the time, but I have to give you credit, Stein. You spend a lot of time working on recipes, and you just love to find a good recipe and then go cook it.
I really do. And I'm going to have more on that in just a moment.
Okay, so tell me, other than Serious Eats, we know how you feel about Kenji. What are your other sites?
Well, of course, Andrea Nguyen's Viet World Kitchen, naturally.
Of course.
I like Smitten Kitchen very much. Very reliable recipes in all of these places. And, of course, our pal Cynthia Nim's site, Mon Appetit. But recently, I discovered a new one, and I just love it. It's Lady and Pups. And on this, a recipe for homemade pastrami that actually looks doable. And I've got that thing in motion now.
You've actually gone out and gotten a brisket, and you're in the process of making it already?
It's in process now. I got the brisket. It's in the brine. This weekend, I'm going to put the spice crust on it. And see, that's the great thing about this recipe, because all the other ones I've seen, you've got to smoke the brisket certain temperature for hours and hours. I can't do that. I'm not going to regulate a temperature in a smoker. I just can't do it. What Lee does instead is just use hickory smoked salt in the brine, along with a lot of other stuff, and in the spice crust, and then roast it really low and slow, wrapped in foil for about 12 hours. And then you steam it, and it's done. And what gives me the biggest kick of all of this recipe for pastrami is it's coming from this woman, Mandy Lee, who writes this hilariously profane website, Lady and Pups, and is a Taiwanese-Canadian living in Beijing. What a place to get a pastrami recipe.
That sounds like a girl right after your own heart.
Absolutely.
I'm dying to make pastrami myself. So if you're going to do it, I'm going to do it. Will you send me that link?
Yeah, sure. I'll send you the link, and I'll put it on the Food for Thought post, too, so everyone can do it. You'll need to get started right away with that. We'll have a pastrami throwdown and file a full report in the next Food for Thought.
That sounds like a great idea. You know, Stein, among the many websites that are available out there, I have to say, I'm old school. I really love looking at the New York Times site. I get the old-fashioned paper every morning, and I love to look at it on Wednesdays when the food section's in there. And I make a lot of recipes out of there, including that shawarma recipe that I can't get enough of. That was just the simplest thing in the world. Of course, when I make it, simple and easy as it is, we also have to make the homemade flatbread that's our own recipe to go along with that wonderful shawarma. And then, of course, I love Food 52. Have you ever looked at that one?
No. You've turned me onto something new. I've never heard of it.
Check it out. Amanda Hesser, who was formerly with the New York Times, and a friend of hers started this. And one of the things I love about it is not so much recipes, but ideas. Like, they just talked this week about worth it or not worth it, soaking dried beans. That's the kind of stuff I love reading when I'm reading online.
There's so much received wisdom that turns out to be bunk. Food 52. Okay. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
I'm old fashioned.
Yeah. Leeson.
He's Dick.
High tech.
Stein.